we're learning Brachos Daf Lamid Amid Aleph. We are up to Emas Matzli. Emas Matzli, which is just a couple of lines into the page, third line of the page. So Gemara is going to explain the dinim of Tfilas Haderech. Emas Matzli, when does one actually say Tfilas Haderech? Amar Yaakov Amar Chista Mishaa Shemahalich Bederech. At a time that a person starts traveling. Ad kama, until when can a person still say Tfilas Haderech? Amar Yaakov Amar Chista Ad Parsa, until one Parsa into the journey. Vehechi Matzila, and how does one say Tfilas Haderech? Rav Chista Amar Mu'umad. Rav Sheshes Amar Afila Mahalich. Rav Chista said, when you're standing. Now standing sometimes means standing as opposed to sitting, sometimes it means standing as opposed to moving. The Pashup Shad over here is it means Mu'umad, standing as opposed to moving. You don't have to be upright, you could be sitting, but just not moving. Whereas Rav Sheshes says you can even be moving. Rav Chista, Rav Sheshes, Avakatli, Boruch, Rav Chista, Rav Sheshes were traveling once. Come, Rav Chista, Kamatzli, Rav Chista stopped. And Davin, that he said Tfilas Haderech, Lashitaso, because he holds you have to stop to Davin to say Tfilas Haderech. Only Rav Sheshes Hashamish, Rav Sheshes said to his Shamish, because Rav Sheshes happened to have been blind, my Ka'avid. Rav Chista, what's Rav Chista doing? Amalei Ka'i Umatzli. He said, well, he stopped in order to daven. Amalei Ukmanami Ledidiva Atzli. Stand me up so that I could daven. Now over here it sounds like it's actually standing, not just stopping, but actually standing up. Miyos Tov, Al Tikara. Since you have the ability to do a mitzvah in the nicest possible way, you should do it in the nicest possible way. So I should be standing up. So main point number one over here, Tfilas Haderech should be within the first parsa. Is machlokes whether you have to stop in order to say it. My ika bein havinenu l'tfila katzara. What is the difference between the bracha of havinenu, which encapsulates all of tfila, all of Shemoneh Esrei, and a tfila katzara? So says Mara havinenu b'yutzli tlas kamaisa tlas pasraisa. If you say havinenu, you still have to say the first three brachos and last three brachos of Shemoneh Esrei in their entirety. And then when you get back home later and you have the opportunity and the time to say a full tefillah, you don't have to say the full tefillah. But if you're saying a tefillah katsara, you don't have to say the first three brachas or the last three brachas. And when you do get back home, you're going to have to daven again. Havinenu mu'umad, tefillah katsara bein mu'umad bein mahalich. Havinenu has to be standing in place, and tefillah katsara can be even while traveling. So main point number two, three differences between havinenu and tefillah katsara. A, whether you have to say the first and last three brachas. B, whether you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei when you have time. And C, whether you're allowed to say it while traveling, while moving. We said if a person is traveling on a donkey, he should get off the donkey to daven. Person is traveling on a donkey and it comes time to daven. If he has someone who can hold on to his donkey, he should get down from his donkey and daven. If he doesn't have anyone to hold on to it, so then he should stay where he is and daven where he is. Rebbe Omer, regardless, he should stay exactly where he is in daven, because he's not going to have the ability to concentrate if he gets off the donkey. Amar Rav Avi Teimer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, halacha karebi. The halacha is like Rebbe, that you can always daven while you are on the donkey rather than get off the donkey. So main point over here, machlokas, whether a person should ideally get off his donkey to daven, but we paskin that he does not have to do so. Tan Rabbanan, Suma Mishen Yochel Chayvinas Aruchos. If you have a blind person or someone who doesn't know how to figure out what direction is Eretz Yisrael, so what do? You can't face Eretz Yisrael, you can't face Mizrach. Yechavin Libo Keneged Rav Shabashmayim. Instead, you should just have Kavana that you're davening to the Ribbono Shalom, that you're facing toward the Ribbono Shalom. Shemar Vespalu El Hashem. Hayomid B'Chutz Laretz Yechavin Libo Keneged Eretz Yisrael. If you're in Chutz Laretz, you should face Eretz Yisrael. Shemar Vespalu Elecha Der. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you should have in mind that you're facing Yerushalayim. Shenemar, v'espalu Hashem derech ir, asher b'charta. Hayomid b'Yerushalayim, if you're in Yerushalayim, you chavin esli b'kneg beis hamikdash. You should have in mind to face the beis hamikdash. Shenemar, v'espalu el ha'beis hazeh. Hayomid beis hamikdash, you chavin esli b'kneg beis kodesh hakodashim. If you're in the beis hamikdash, you want to go toward the kodesh hakodashim. Shenemar, v'espalu el makom hazeh. Hayomid beis kodesh hakodashim, you chavin esli b'kneg hakaporis. If you're in the kodesh hakodashim, you face the kaporis. Hayomid achor beis hakaporis, yira atzmo kilu lefnei hakaporis. If you are behind the kaporas, you should see yourself as if you are in front of the kaporas. Nimtza omid b'mizrach, mach zirpan of the marav. It turns out that if someone is in the east, he should face toward the west. B'marav, mach zirpan of the mizrach. If he's in the west, he should face toward the east. Badaro, mach zirpan of the tzafon. If he's south of Israel, he should face north. Batzafon, mach zirpan of the darom. If he's north of Israel, he should face south. Nimtzu kol yishol mechab naslibam l'mamakom echad. So it turns out Jews, wherever they may be in the world, are all facing toward one central focal point of the planet, and that is Eretz Yisrael. Am Rabbi Avin Vitei Rabbi Avina Mikra, what's the pasuk that is merames to this? Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Kimigdal David Savarech Banoi L'Talpios. So we darshin Tel Shekolpios Ponimbo. It is the mound, or the mountain in this case, that all of the mouths face in their tefillah, that everyone faces in tefillah. So the main point is everyone, regardless where you are in the world, people daven facing Eretz Yisrael, and specifically the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Gemara explains, what if someone goes early, travels early? Avuah de Shmuel v'Levi, when Avuah, the father of Shmuel and Levi, kevuboy l'mepak l'orcha, when they wanted to go travel, have makadmi yomatzli, they would daven early before it was light outside, v'chiyavamati, zman kriyashma karu, and when the zman kriyashma came, when they were traveling, they would say kriyashma. So keman, who are they following like? They're following the following Tana. D'Tanya, Hishkim Latzis L'Derech. If a person gets up early to go travel, Mevi'in Lo Shofar V'Tokeya Lulav U'Menaneya. They bring him a shofar and he could blow it. He would lulav and he could shake it. Megillah V'Koreba Megillah, and he could read from it. K'shiyag Yezman Kriyashma Kore. And later on, when Zman Kriyashma comes, he'll say Kriyashma. Hishkim Leisha B'Kor No B'Svina. If he wakes up early in order to sit in a wagon or on a boat, Mispalel, he can daven. He should daven before he leaves. Ukshegiyas man kriyashma kori, and when zman kriyashma comes, he'll say kriyashma. Rabbi Shimon and Lozom are ben kach uben kach. Whether he's going traveling by foot or whether he's going on a wagon or a boat, he does not daven before he leaves. Kori kriyashma umispalel. He should wait for the zman kriyashma and at that point say kriyashma and tefila kadesh yismoch gula tefila, so that he can juxtapose the gula and the tefila. B'maykam efugi. What is the soda machlokas between the Chum and Rav Shimon ben Elazar? So Mar Savar Tefila Mu'umaradiv. The Chum hold that what's more important is that you be able to stand when you daven. Or Mar Savar Mismach Gula Tefila Adiv. Whereas Rav Shimon ben Elazar thinks that Smichus Gula Tefila is a higher priority than standing during Tefila. Mereimer Marzutra of Mechanfi Be'asar B'Shabbat Adirigla. Mereimer Marzutra, who were darshanim in their places, they would gather together 10 people on the Shabbosos before the regal, when they would darshan in the Beis HaMedrash, umatsu, and they would daven v'hadinaf gilipirka, and then they would go out to say the drasha. Ravashi matzli b'haditzi burbi yachad miyushav. Ravashi, who is the Rosh Yeshiva in Masa Mechasya, would daven b'yachidus when the tzibur went out to daven. Kiava Asi Lebese, and when he came back to his house, Hadar Matzli Mu'umad, he would daven again, standing up. Amri Le Rabbanan, beloved Mar, Kimereimer Mazutra, why don't you follow the minhag of Mereimer Mazutra, who would daven in their house before this year, and then you won't have to daven two tefillos? Amlehu Trichel Nimilsa, he said, it would be too much of a tircha to get to the Beis Medrash only after first davening. Beloved Mar, Kavod Shmuel Levi, so why don't you do like Kavod Shmuel Levi, who davened before the Zman Kriyashma, daven at Alos HaShachar, and then you can get to the Beis Medrash in time after you finish davening. Amlehu Lochazinu L'Rabban Kishishi Minan Da Avdi Hachi. I never saw the rabbis who are older than me have such a practice, so why should I take upon myself such a practice that I've never seen from my elders? So main point over here is, we have, and the final main point of the day, we'll pick up with the Mishnah next time, is that we have a machlokas, whether it's better to daven standing up even though it's too early, or better to daven in the proper time, even though you're going to be sitting and traveling. Better daven in the proper time, even though you're going to be sitting and traveling, and different people were nohag different ways. So, Bez Hashem, next time, we'll pick up from the Mishnah. Okay.